This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Find your funny this week with a $20 improv drop-in class at the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Your first drop-in is on us. Use the code TESTDRIVE for a free improv drop-in any Sunday at 7 p.m. For more information, go to secondcity.com/TC or call 312-664-3959 to register.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Dear listener, when I last recorded from this dilapidated booth in this abandoned tower, you heard the historical recording of petulant rabble breaking into my sanctum sanctorum so many years ago. Listening to my own voice as a younger man, I feel neither anger nor resentment for those misguided fools. Each humiliation I have suffered has led me to this moment. I am where I must be. Never doubt that Heart Life is the greatest vision that humankind has ever wrought on this earth. I now know that it was always a part of the grand design of the founders that I should serve as the keeper of Heart Life's values. From this dusty recording booth in the Department of Memory, I shall enshrine Heart Life's essence in these recordings, that the company may be reborn again through you, my listeners, my disciples.
We gotta take a break.
No, we're almost to the maintenance shaft.
And then what?
Then we can use the cargo hoist to lift these algae tubs up to the atrium. It's only 12 decks.
I know it seems bad, but then we can rest. We'll be heroes.
Not quite. Then we'll have to haul them across the atrium to a tower access stairwell.
And then we can rest?
Then up two levels of stairs, and...
Perhaps I could be of assistance.
You'd think we'd get used to that.
My friends and I would be more than happy to relieve you of your burden. Let us carry it the rest of the way for you.
Really?
No, Archie. He means they're gonna take it away. They don't want us to get food up to the rest of our people.
Not at all. Not at all. We'll take it right to the people, and we'll distribute it fairly.
That sounds perfect. See? We don't have to carry it anymore. Look how strong they are. They're happy to help.
Shut your lazy yap.
Sounds pretty good to me.
We'll even process it for you. You were going to process the algae, weren't you? Because until it's been dried and processed, its nutrition value is almost zero. The body can't digest it, you see. It can cause serious illness.
Well, obviously.
I have a proposition for you. Give us your algae, we'll distribute it, and tell everyone how you heroically harvested it from deep in the tunnels, braving dangers along the way.
Yeah? Then what?
Then we'll tell them how you've resumed your place as policies of Heart Life.
Any policy of Heart Life who's done the things we've done would be terminated.
You'll come to no harm at all.
Yeah, till you make us disappear. Were you gonna take us all at once, or one by one?
On the contrary, Tim. You'll live comfortably with your friends in plain sight. That's important. It shows the rest of your followers that they can return to the fold as well. All they have to do is sign new policy papers. We'll share this algae harvest with them.
Those people upstairs are gonna be fed, and they're not gonna have to sign any papers to get it. They're people, not policies, and they deserve to eat whether they're with some company or not.
That algae is company property, grown in Heart Life's algae fields, nourished by Heart Life's water under grow lights, powered by Heart Life's electrical grid. You have no right to it.
Capital is dead labor, which, vampire-like,
lives only by sucking living labor, and lives the more labor it sucks.
Yeah.
You're not taking this algae from us without a fight.
Yeah.
Miss Hasher, a fight is something we can provide. Tower Watch?
Yeah, boss.
Last chance. There's no need for this to be unpleasant.
We're not moving.
We'll see. I want them hurt, not killed. We're in no rush. Take your time.
Are you sure that's wise?
Oh! A mole.
A mole person, thank you very much.
What did you say to me?
I am a mole person and demand to be called as such.
You are a maintenance, operations, and logistics engineer. A subhuman. How dare you?
What did you say?
Oh dear.
Did you just say the S word in front of the pups?
The S word?
Hey, we're old enough to hear it.
Yeah.
Maltese!
You are going to apologize for using such filthy language.
Oh, I am sorry. I'm sorry that Heartlife has neglected you for so long that you have forgotten how to address an executor of the company. I'm sorry that we have been so careless. Any craftsman knows that tools will rust if they are not used.
I'd stop there if I were you.
Now get back to your little mole holes, and a representative of the Heartlife Corporation will arrive shortly to enact disciplinary action against you. That is an order from a person.
My children will not grow up in a world where they can be treated like this. You can step the muck off, mister.
The M word.
My ears.
Boss, you ever noticed what big claws they have?
Stand fast, guard. We still outnumber them 2-1.
Not with Clay here to change that number to less than 2-1.
I think we can take that number down a bit further.
You better believe it.
You see, Mr. Valentine, all of you human types are trespassing on our glorious new moldom. The difference is, Mr. Tim here shook my claw, and you called us subhumans. Now, who do you think we're going to help?
I speak for the board of directors.
Stuff the board of directors.
I can see we're too late to bring you back in line, but we can offer you a limited-time early retirement offer. Guards, let's send them down to the farm. What are you waiting for?
It's just that one there is holding a durium support beam. They weigh a ton. I mean a literal ton.
Are you afraid?
Oh, yes.
You should be. Now step back. Slowly.
I didn't give you that order.
Well, you heard the female, sir. We're in their glorious moldum now, so, I reckon you don't exactly have jurisdiction here.
You are on Heartlife soil. Protect the company's assets!
Reckon we'll be protecting our own assets just now, sir.
This isn't over!
Thank you, Lomi. Thank you all.
You're welcome, Mr. Tim. Would you like a hand carrying all that?
That's a very kind offer, but I think it's time we humans started doing our own labor for a change.
What are you, nuts?
The company's executor submitted to a mole? I knew, Teishu, he was a building, a towering mass of muscle that could make even the boldest human policy quail. How could he allow himself to be stared down by a subhuman? Heartlife's last days were dark indeed. If one of its finest could be so humbled. If only you could have seen it in its heyday. The ballet of departmental specialization, interconnected processes, and overlapping competencies, it was elegant and complex and beautiful. Heed my words, and perhaps this world shall see its like again. Stay with me, dear listener. The story of our fair city is not over yet.
Loyal Policies, executive producer Jeffrey Gardner here. Thank you so much for listening to Our Fair City. This week, I want to spotlight a very special manager-level Patreon backer of HeartLife NFP, Policy Kickfist. Thanks to their tireless efforts, the HeartLife Corporation has the highest policy satisfaction ranking in the icy, empty wasteland that was New England. Congratulations on your hard work, Loyal Policy. If you want to help support Our Fair City, consider becoming a patron of HeartLife at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.